Welcome to The Astrology Show with your host, Kelly Fox. Each week, Kelly will give you access to the current transits that are a valuable tool which provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has through our sun sign. Understanding the current planetary influences each week can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. Sometimes, events in your life may seem completely random, but there is a pattern to the order of these events, one set in motion in part by you and in part by the planets and stars in the sky and their influence on your life here on Earth. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, if you're going to get that promotion, move to a new city, or fall in love, tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance. It can help you anticipate problems before they occur, give you tools to cope with changes, and help you look forward to the wonderful days ahead. Kelly Fox is a professional astrologer and internet pioneer who launched astrology.com, one of the first and most successful astrology websites. Today, her passion lies with her new site, theastrologer.com, where she brings a modern-day approach to an ancient wisdom. Please join Kelly each week to learn more about how the planets can align for you.
Hi there, this is Kelly Fox, your host and astrologer, and this is The Astrology Show. And happy 2018 to everybody out there. And wow, 2018 started off with a huge, huge bang. And then when I started looking at the planets and what's coming up, I thought I'm going to dedicate the show to January because there is so much happening this month. It's crazy. So 2018, in other words, started off with a big bang, and we had a super duper super full moon in Cancer. And it wasn't just a regular old super full moon, which they never are, but did you see how big it was out there? But the thing with this moon is it's forming all these other aspects to all these other planets. So I'm going to break that down in just a moment. So talk about how January 1st started off with a supercharged full moon. And then after that, on the 2nd, like the very next day, we had Uranus turning direct. It's been retrograde since August 2nd. And if there's been anything happened for you, so if, particularly if you are a fire sign, you might have noticed Uranus turning direct on January 2nd. And so what that means is unexpected or things just coming out of the blue. Next up, I'm going to be talking about Mercury in Capricorn. Mercury is a planet of communication, and it's not, again, it's not just a ho-hum Mercury is going to be in Capricorn in January. This is one that's making a lot of aspects, pretty similar to the full moon, but sort of in reverse because the full moon was in Cancer. And then this Mercury in Capricorn is in the opposite sign. So it's basically aspecting nearly, not all, but nearly every single planet in January. And I'm going to go through that throughout this show and what to expect and give you the dates and which signs will be affected more than others. And it's hint, hint, cardinal signs. Next up, we have the new moon in Capricorn, which is happening on the 16th, and again, cardinal signs. So this is a good time to turn over a new leaf. And as I keep harping on December 19th onwards, when Saturn moved into Capricorn, I have been harping on and on about set long-term goals and intentions, make long-term plans, especially if you are a cardinal sign. And that's Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn. It's all about the long term, and I can't say that enough, especially during this show, so be prepared. Next up on the 17th of January, we have love planet Venus moving into Aquarius. This is great news for all you air signs out there, and that's Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius. Venus, the planet of love, will be in Aquarius, and that sort of means anything goes. After that, we have Sun in Aquarius, which is the 19th through February 18th. So those few weeks will be all about Aquarian influences as we move from Capricorn into Aquarius. And then on January 26th, we've got warrior planet, action planet Mars, moving into Sagittarius, which is a bit of a reprieve because Mars will be in Aquarius during the northern summer or the southern winter, if that makes sense, and I'm referring to the hemispheres. And so it's going to wreak some havoc. So we should enjoy the, I wouldn't say peace when Mars is in Sagittarius, but I would say enjoy the moment because it's really going to heat up as the months go on in 2018. Oh, and Mars in Sagittarius, this is great news if you're a fire sign or you have any planets in fire signs, Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius. Oh, and by the way, if you don't know where your planets are and in which signs, the best thing for you to do would be to go to my website, theastrologer.com/chartwheel, and get yourself a free chart wheel. And then you can follow along with each week's show on where your natal planets are and how these weekly planetary energies affect you and your natal chart. And next up we have on the 31st, two things going on, and I'll save the major thing for just a minute. The first one is communication planet Mercury is moving into Aquarius, so we can think outside the box and we're going to be really innovative, especially, and brilliant, especially if you are an air sign, and that's Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius. And then finally, to round the month out, as if that wasn't enough already, we're going to have a lunar eclipse, yes, another one. It feels like we just had the lunar eclipses, but that was back in August. But this time we've got a lunar eclipse in Leo, and that is, let me see, what degree is that? It's going to be 11 degrees Leo. And for all you fixed signs out there, Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius, this one's for you. And this is the first of five eclipses for 2018. And the fixed signs, once again, like 2017, 2018, the eclipses will be affecting you again. So think back to a year ago when the eclipses were starting to heat up. They came about in the fixed signs around February and then again in August. Well, this year it's going to be January, February, July and August. Big months, really, really big months for the fixed signs and especially if you are a Leo or an Aquarian. Da-da-da-da. Anyway, I'm going to save that one for last. And then, of course, as usual, as I do every week, usually I give you your weekly horoscope, but on this show, tonight's show, I'm going to give you your monthly horoscope. And it's going to be a quick overview depending on the amount of time, but I really, I'm cramming a lot into tonight's show, but there really is a lot to say, and I thought it was really important to focus on January rather than what I usually do, which is focus on the week and what's happening during the week. Okay, now let's go to January 1st. Let's go to the very beginning where it all starts. Full moon in Cancer on January 1st. So this particular full moon that started 2018, and I have done quite a few readings since the 1st, which I don't usually do so many, but usually, and most of the readings I've had have been from the cardinal signs. And it's been like this theme that I've had this past week. So basically, if you're a cardinal sign, and that's Aries, Cancer, Libra, or Capricorn, this full moon has been affecting you. I did a reading the other day. There were a couple, it was a couple, Cancer woman, Capricorn man. Wasn't looking very good. Sudden things coming up, of course, with that square from Uranus turning direct as well in another cardinal sign, and that's Aries. So there's been a lot of activity for the cardinal signs. And again, that's Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn. So the full moon on the 1st of January, was in Cancer. and it was forming an opposition to Pluto, which is currently in Capricorn, a trine to Neptune, which is good. Neptune is the planet of creativity and emotion and compassion. So that's a good thing. So the full moon in Cancer forming a trine to Neptune in Pisces, its own sign. And so this is great news for the water signs, which haven't been affected as much as, let's say, the cardinal signs. And the water signs are Cancer, Scorpio and Pisces. Speaking of the water signs, the full moon also made a trine to Jupiter. And I'm not talking, when I'm giving these aspects, I'm not talking exact aspects that you may find in the calendar or elsewhere, but I'm talking about within orb. So anytime I make a reference to any sort of aspect, I'm also including an orb, probably of about, anything up to 4 degrees. If it's wider, 5 degrees. If it's wider, I will say a wide orb, and I will probably let you know how wide I'm looking at, which I don't typically do, but I will do it if there are other planets involved of the same element and so on. Okay, so back to the Cancer full moon. So we've got the full moon in Cancer, we've got Jupiter in Scorpio and Neptune in Pisces. So there was a little bit of that formed a grand water trine, which is fantastic news for the water signs. And again, that's Cancer, Scorpio and Pisces. So this is wonderful news. Scorpio is a little bit, I'm doing this because it's a little bit sort of up and down, because Scorpio is a fixed sign, and so there's other news for the fixed sign. So, and that's the thing with astrology, it's like it can't all be all fantastic and amazing. There's always something there, and there's always a shadow side of some planetary energy. So the 1st of January, we had a beautiful grand water trine, fantastic news for the water signs. And also, we've got this opposition going on from Pluto. I'll talk about that after the break, so stay tuned.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers and researchers, pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hi, this is John Ondrasik of Five for Fighting, here for RAD, the entertainment industry's voice for road safety. You know, style is a personal thing, and your lifestyle is your business. But if you take it on the road, it becomes everybody's business. So please, plan ahead, designate before you celebrate. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Hi there, this is The Astrology Show, and I'm your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, Thank you for joining me. And I didn't even get a chance to really dive into what's been going on in January so far. I was just giving the overview before the break. There is just so much going on. It's that's why I'm dedicating the show to January. And, of course, next week's show, is it next week or the week after? Let me have a look here. Yes, next week's show I will be dedicating to all you Capricorns out there. So be sure to tune in. So just getting back to this Cancer full moon that we had on January 1st and how it really pulled in all these other planets. There was a lovely grand water trine, but also this full moon, the sun was conjunct Pluto and, of course, opposing the moon. And the moon, of course, was, yes, that's right. So we had the sun, Venus, Pluto, all conjunct in Capricorn. And I'm talking like with some orb. And then it's all opposing this sweet Cancer moon. And as I said, I've had some readings this past week and there's been a bit of a emotional tidal wave, let's just say, with this energy of the full moon in Cancer forming aspects to all these planets. Again, it's not all doom and gloom. There is some really good stuff in there, but very emotionally, an emotionally intense start to 2018, that is for sure. And that's the feedback I've been getting from a lot of people. So it's all about the start of the year was where do we fit within our relationships, and not just romantic relationships, but all of our relationships. How do we fit within the family establishment? What are the structures that support us? How do we take care of ourselves? How do we take care of others? That's typically the energy of Cancer, especially when it's a Cancer full moon. But these other planets that have been aspecting the Cancer full moon on January 1st, it's all about making changes. It's all about setting new intentions because there's a lot of cardinal energy, and cardinal is all about trend setting and starting new courses and going in new directions. So with the involvement of Pluto with this full moon and also Venus, a lot of us might be setting a whole new romantic path as well. So if you're single and you're looking, this is good news, especially if you have any fixed signs because, and I'll say this till the end, but the lunar eclipse in Leo on January 31st is huge, especially if you're a fixed sign, Taurus, Leo, Scorpio or Aquarius. There's so much energy going on in January. It's like there's been no rest for the weary, I think they say. It's just full on and super, super fully turbocharged. So just taking a step back, a full moon technically is when the moon opposes the sun. And in this case, we started 2018 off with the moon in Cancer directly opposite the sun. The sun's in Capricorn and it was sitting with love planet Venus and planet of transformation, Pluto. And, of course, our little tiny Earth was right in the middle of this whole push-pull energy of the full moon. Now, full moons do occur every month. So the thing that made this particular full moon unusual was, well, first of all, it was January 1st. So what a way to start off a year with a full moon, and it's super full moon at that. And that means the Earth was closer than normal. The moon was closer to the Earth than what it normally is, so it appeared to be much, much bigger than usual. And there hasn't been any sort of technicality on is it stronger or not, but if you look up at that super full moon, which will be another one January 31st with the eclipse, I can feel that energy. I can really feel it. And, of course, because it was in Cancer, it's all about emotions and feelings. And the water signs, Cancer, Scorpio and Pisces, are very psychic as well. So a lot of us had a lot of psychic energy turbocharged at that time. And what an amazing day to have that on the first of this month, the first of this year. So very potent energy with the full moon, sun opposite moon, also with the involvement of moon opposite Venus. Venus is a planet of love. So it's sort of like I can see that relationships around January 1st were definitely like a seesaw. And of course, that also is exacerbated by Uranus turning direct on January 2nd, which I'll get to in just a minute. So this full moon in Cancer, the moon was opposite Venus, the sun was conjunct Venus and Pluto. So this is good news. In some ways, some people are a little afraid of Pluto for good reason, Lord of the Underworld. But Sun, Venus and Pluto all conjunct in Capricorn, a fantastic time for starting or initiating long-term plans or having long-term goals around your personal relationship. So it's good for making commitments romantically, also financially, with this influence. The full moon in Cancer. Cancer is a very savvy, financially savvy sign. So if you, for your New Year's resolution, if you had anything around making a better savings plan or thinking of investing financially for the future, that's a fantastic time to do it. Grand water trine, there's a lot of intuition. Making gut decisions, but also always check the facts, of course. So the full moon in Cancer started off 2018. The moon was forming, the moon in Cancer was forming a trine to Mars in Scorpio. Mars in Scorpio is a very, very determined energy. It was conjunct Jupiter on the 6th. So there was a lot of physical activity. So if your New Year's resolutions were around, health and diet and fitness, it's a great time to kick that off. Particularly with the supercharged Cancer full moon around forming this really nice trine to Mars and Jupiter in the water signs. So what that means is we've got a lot of physical energy at the start of the year, really good energy to kick off a year, and it's good for any sort of physical exertion or competition of any type. And the moon in Cancer, it sort of steers us in the right direction. So we've got this idealism around what we want to do with our physical fitness, our diet and our fitness, which means if the full moon was forming a trine to Mars, the sun was forming a sextile to Mars. So if you think about the sun in Capricorn forming a sextile, which brings opportunities to Mars in Scorpio. Fantastic news for the earth and water signs. It's like we can set our intentions and we can manifest what we choose very, very quickly. So sun forming a sextile to Mars is a lot of willpower, a lot of ambition, determination. And again, I'm going to harp on and on about this, but it's all about long-term plans, regardless of what sign you are, but especially for the cardinal signs, and that's Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn. It is crucial, and if you have planets in those signs as well, which most of us do, crucial that you set long-term plans, have long-term goals. Don't just think about the day-to-day of life. 2018 is really pushing us to think about our long-term aspirations and what we want for our future. And with the energy early on, with Mars conjunct Jupiter in Scorpio, what an incredible energy, really an amazing energy. And again, for the water signs, you guys are you're getting a great bolt of positive energy to start the year. And that's Cancer, Scorpio and Pisces. With this grand water trine. And again, as I said, it's like these aspects are not exact as you'd find on the calendar, but they're within orbs. Also, the full moon in Cancer was forming a trine to Jupiter because Mars and Jupiter were conjunct in Scorpio. So a lot of us were feeling very nostalgic or sentimental in a good way, and then looking back on the past, so and then improving on the future. So this is really great energy for that. And of course, you know, the sun was forming his sextile to Jupiter. So, you know, a lot of us can look at life from a higher point of view for the year ahead and join the dots and have a little bit of hope and optimism. Anytime Jupiter's involved with anything in a positive way, with a positive aspect, it makes things a little bit more bearable. The moon was forming a trine to Neptune, as I said, part of the grand water trine, and then the sun sextiling Neptune. So creativity, this is a key word for Neptune, in a positive way, is creativity. So it's really important that all of us have some sort of creativity or musical ability or anything like that. It's really, we need to find balance in our life. We can't all be working or all focused on one thing. We really need to have like a broad range where our energy is dispersed rather than like highly focused. Also, the full moon in Cancer, as I said, the involvement of Pluto, which means the moon was opposite Pluto. So for some of us, and I'd have to say again, the cardinal signs, Aries, Cancer, Libra and Capricorn, fully charged, supercharged moon opposite Pluto just by itself. One of my favourite astrological authors, Judy Hall, has an amazing book which I recommend to everybody who has this, The Hades Moon, and it's the involvement of moon and Pluto. And so part of this full moon, supercharged full moon on January 1st, this Cancer moon forming an opposition to Pluto. Very, very intense. That's for sure. And of course, Sun conjunct Pluto, which I said also involved love planet Venus. So this means that it's great for making changes or shifts when it comes to love or money. Now, also part of this full moon on January 1st, which didn't directly involve the Sun and the Moon, which is a full moon, Venus sextile Mars. Really, really nice energy. Venus in Capricorn, Mars in Scorpio, forming a really nice sextile. So a lot of nice energy around relationships and really intuiting or connecting to other people. Not all of us, but the potential is there. Just maybe think about it that way. Also, Venus was forming a sextile to Jupiter because at this time, Mars and Jupiter are together. They're like they're teammates. So Mars and Jupiter are both in Scorpio. They formed a conjunction on the 6th, and then they're getting a sextile from love planet Venus. So this is a really great time for socializing and maybe changing your social circle or accepting invitations from online groups, offline groups, but different ones. It's sort of like not the run-of-the-mill, but something really different. Broaden your horizons. Anytime Jupiter is involved, that's sort of like the key word for Jupiter is expanding horizons. And this time is no exception, particularly when there are really, really nice aspects from Venus and Mars. And Venus is the planet of love and Mars is the planet of passion. So they're coming together really nicely. And of course, Mars conjunct Jupiter, which I mentioned before, swimming together like dolphins in Scorpio. So it's very much about, it's really good for New Year's resolutions around any sort of physical activity or anything like that. So, and then last up, of course, Venus conjunct Pluto. What can I say about that? Both in Capricorn, really, really deep, intense love. It's sort of like borderline obsession. But of course, the flip side of that is jealousy and possession. So be careful. Again, if you're a cardinal sign, and that's Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn. So there's a lot. There you can see why I wanted to have this show tonight just on January. There's just so much going on this month. Oh, and of course, one thing I do need to mention is Jupiter sextile Pluto. Jupiter forming a sextile to Pluto because it's all part of this full moon, even though they're making their own separate aspect. But Jupiter sextile Pluto on the 15th, this is really good for finances. And as I said before, with all this full moon activity and everything hooking into it, Jupiter sextile Pluto is absolutely fantastic for finances. I'm just looking at what degree that's occurring. And, oh, and of course, Pluto is at 19. So around Jupiter will be 19 Scorpio, forming a sextile, which brings opportunity to Pluto at 19 Capricorn. Fantastic, the Scorpio and Pluto, for setting any sort of long-term financial goals, that's for sure. And if you're traveling at this time, any sort of travel, especially if you're going to really far away places or completely different cultures, that might change your path this lifetime. Yes, so something might be transformative around any sort of travel that you do. We're going to take a short break, so stay tuned.
Real Conscious Connection, Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
This is a test to find out if you know it all when it comes to children. Name one of the leading killers of U.S. children age 1 to 13. What's the best way to protect children in a car crash? At what age and size should a child start using a booster seat?
Don't assume you know it all when it comes to car seats for your child. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat and know for sure. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hi there. Thanks for joining me. I'm your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, talking about the planets this January. And there is so much going on. I've just covered half the show with the full moon. And there's just so much more to say around that. So that was just January 1st that I've been talking about, and the show is about January. So on the 2nd, Uranus, planet of the unexpected, turned direct. And it turned direct at late 24 degrees Aries. And so if you are a fire sign and born later in the sign, and that's Aries, Leo, and Sag, you're born later in the sign, this is good news for you because surprises, but good surprises, because anytime you hear the word surprise, it could sort of go either way. But Uranus turns direct on January 2nd, sudden, unpredictable force. And, of course, when was it? On the 2nd, here in California, we had an earthquake. So I was thinking, what time did that occur? It was like about 2:30 in the morning. And I was thinking, yep, this is Uranus turning direct. So luckily there wasn't any damage and the magnitude wasn't huge as what it could be. But I always think Uranus, earthquakes, volcanoes, anything that comes about with any sort of unpredictable force and changes life as we know it quite suddenly, that's Uranus. And it just turned direct in Aries, 24 Aries. So if you're born later in Aries, sudden changes coming about that you might not have planned for, but it doesn't mean it's bad. And, you know, when I think of Uranus, I think it's quite disruptive, but it's all about being unique and different and having, like, lightning bolts of obvious stuff. It's also about freedom. Anytime Uranus affects us, we're looking for more freedom regards to any aspect of our life at all. So it's an unstable, unpredictable energy, but it depends, of course, where this falls in your chart. So that was January 2nd. So we started, like, very intense, turbocharged January 2018, for sure, very memorable. Moving right along, on January 10th, we have Mercury, planet of communication, moving into Capricorn, where it will be until January 31st. Now, this is just, the reason I'm mentioning this is because it's aspecting nearly everything up there in the solar system. So it's sort of like Mercury, sort of like it's moving in its orbit around the sun, and it's hitting nearly every planet. And so it was definitely worth mentioning, and I'll just whiz through this really fast. So Mercury is the planet of communication. It's how we think, it's how we speak. And probably most of you have heard of Mercury retrograde, and don't do anything on a Mercury retrograde. So Mercury is going to be moving into Capricorn. It's not very comfortable in Capricorn. It doesn't dislike it, but it doesn't like it either. And so what that means is that we'll need to be thinking and communicating in very methodical, practical steps. Articulation, let's not rush through something that needs to be explained, because we're thinking very pragmatically, very methodically. And it's best to take a systematic approach when Mercury is in Capricorn. Which is good, that's a good thing. Many of us would be more cautious now. And I have to say, and I know I keep talking about the cardinal sign, but if you are an Aries, a Libra, or a Cancer, just be very careful and cautious when Mercury is in Capricorn. If you're a Capricorn, well, this is good news for you. It gives you a little bit of a boost. And things will be flowing, because you like to be very organized as it is anyway. So this is all about organization. It's about administration. It's about how we function. Being very productive will be important at this time. And any sort of conversation will be very direct and focused. And it's great for business or practical matters. Romantically, not so great, because we're very business-like. And so romantically, we want a little bit more emotion around it. So the aspects that Mercury is making this month are a lot. And so the first one is on the 12th, and Mercury forms a conjunction to Saturn. So what that means is that we'll have to be, if we can think traditionally, if we're not expected to come up with innovative, brilliant solutions, we'll be totally fine. But if you're in a position in your job, or maybe even in your family, you need to think outside the box. This could be a little bit tricky, especially around the 12th, when Mercury forms a conjunction to Saturn and both are in Capricorn. So again, if you are a cardinal sign, not counting Capricorn, and that's Aries, Cancer and Libra, a little bit of a challenge this week around any sort of intellectual pursuits. So it's best to really think methodically and practically. And then on the 19th, we've got Mercury forming a sextile to Neptune. So that's good news. Sextile brings opportunity. Mercury in Capricorn forming a sextile to Neptune in its own sign of Pisces. So this is really nice, especially if you are a Pisces or a Capricorn. So if you're a Capricorn, it's like it brings a little bit of magic into your thinking, because sometimes you can be very practical, methodical, realistic, no fairy dust sprinkled here. But Neptune in Pisces brings the fairy dust and brings the magic. And if you're a Pisces, you'll be able to pull your ideals and ideas down into reality and actually make something work and get it going, because Mercury in Capricorn is cardinal, which means initiating and getting things started. And on the 24th, Mercury conjuncts Pluto, so both in Capricorn. So any sort of investigation or research that needs to happen, or finding the truth or digging deep for the truth, that's what this aspect is all about. it's basically, I call Mercury conjunct Pluto the aspect of the detective. So, you know, don't settle for anything that might not seem right. Only settle for the truth. And then on January 25th, we've got Mercury forming a sextile to Jupiter. This is really nice. I think any time Mercury and Jupiter come together, I think of storytelling. So it's like others could have, could be very inspiring to us. If you're giving a presentation, that'd be fantastic. If you're in sales at the end of the month, this is a wonderful aspect because people are really listening. People will be a lot more broad-minded and tolerant when Mercury forms a sextile to Jupiter on the 25th of this month. On the 27th, we've got Mercury forming a square to Uranus. This is not such a great aspect. Be careful with accidents. We're not always paying attention with this aspect, Mercury forming a square to Uranus. So just be careful. And something that might feel or seem like a brilliant idea or a novel concept will not be. In the moment, absolutely it will be, but in reality, not so much. And that's okay because they're both Mercury and Uranus are both in cardinal signs, Mercury in Capricorn, Uranus in Aries. It's like we'll be quickly moving on to the next thing. So we're not holding on too tight. So just, again, the cardinal signs, word of caution, something that feels too good to be true or like a brilliant idea that nobody's ever thought of before in this whole wide world, take everything with a grain of salt, that's for sure. It's not so bad for brainstorming, but it's not so good for like settling on a solution. January 14th, the sun forms a square to Uranus. This is sort of similar to Mercury squaring Uranus. Mercury is more about communication and the sun's more about the core of who we are. And so some of us might feel a little bit out of place or a little bit different. So we might want to be, we might be feeling very traditional in a group of radicals or vice versa. It's a very unpredictable energy and some people might be feeling a little bit willful, defiant, and it's very disruptive. Okay, on that note, we're going to take a short break, so stay tuned.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on Om Times Radio. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times. Co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Welcome back to The Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch snuggling, ball chasing, face licking, and of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action.
Look how he makes eye contact with his person.
That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive, and now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance will come in with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hi there, thanks for joining me. This is The Astrology Show and I'm your host and astrologer Kelly Fox. And I'm going to whiz through the rest of these influences for January because I really want to make sure I get to everybody's forecast for the month for each sign. On January 16th, there's a new moon in Capricorn. So this is really great for new beginnings. But as I say, every new moon, you can't have a new beginning until you have an ending. And everything, it's always long-term. Think long-term, plan long-term. Nothing is in the moment right now. January 17th, we've got love planet Venus moving into Aquarius until February 10th. This is great for the air signs, and that's Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius. Get out there and socialize. Make sure you have your social calendar filled from January 17th through February 10th. And join groups online and offline. And the quirkier people you meet, the better under this influence. January 19th, Sun in Aquarius until February 18th. I will dedicate next week's show to all you Aquarians out there. So I will cover that in more detail about what to expect when the Sun is in Aquarius. And then January 26th, warrior planet Mars moves into Sagittarius until March 17th. So during that period of time, many of us will want to expand our horizons, be it travel or a course of study. But there's a lot of action around our freedom or our personal freedom, mentally, intellectually. It's sort of like, don't fence me in when Mars is in Sagittarius. We're going to do what we want. It's also a wonderful time for physical exercise and exertion, planning trips. As I said, take a course, take a class. A lot of us will be feeling a little bit reckless. This is great news for fire signs, Aries, Leo, and Sag, when Mars is in Sagittarius. And now we're up to January 31st, and I talked about Mercury. So Mercury will move into Aquarius January 31st through February 18th. Wonderful for brainstorming. So this month we've got Mercury in Capricorn, so it's all about methodical steps, taking practical, realistic steps one by one. When Mercury, planet of the mind, moves into Aquarius, it's all about brainstorming and being innovative and trying new things. And to round the month off, we have a lunar eclipse in Leo on January 31st. Now, if you are a fixed sign, this is huge news for you or anybody that has planets in fixed signs. And if you don't know where your planets are, I strongly urge you to get a free chart wheel on my website, theastrologer.com/chartwheel. And then you can follow along each week on the show when I talk about the planetary activities of the week. So there is a huge supermoon, and it happens to be a lunar eclipse on January 31st, and that is in Leo. All you fixed signs out there, Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius, I'm talking to you. So this lunar eclipse also involves Venus, and Venus will be in Aquarius, conjuncting the Sun and opposing the Moon. So this is all about relationships. Venus is the planet of love. So full moon, lunar eclipse, the Sun and Moon are opposite, and Venus will be sitting with Aquarius. So it's all about relationships, especially if you're a fixed sign or you have fixed planets. It's basically make or break. So if you're in a relationship that's really not working very well for you, it might be a time to move on and find somebody else who really floats your boat. Sometimes we settle in relationships, and especially as a fixed sign, the fixed signs, they don't like change. They're really not about change. But 2018 might be pushing some of you fixed signs out there to make the changes. And then, you know, you'll look back and you'll think, wow, why didn't I do this sooner? It's that type of energy. We don't want to take the first step. We don't want to make the change. But it usually turns out to be okay. Now I'm going to give you your monthly horoscope breakdown and make sure that I cover all the signs, and I'm going to whiz through this really, really super fast. So Aries, the big news for you in January is that Uranus turned direct in your sign on the 2nd. So it's sort of like if you had any plans around August that halted or stalled, now is the time to move ahead with those, and the weirder the better. I don't usually say that, but in this case, it's okay because it's Uranus. If you're a Taurus, the Mars-Jupiter conjunction on the 6th occurred right in your love zone. So if you are a Taurus, you're usually like a snuggly, cuddly person anyway, or usually. And so this Mars Jupiter really ignited the physical spark that maybe you might have been looking for. And so this might be the start of something really amazing, single or coupled. If you are a Gemini, for you, the full moon in your money zone, so this Cancer supercharged super full moon on January 1st triggered your money zone. And so it's really going to be really important for you, Gemini, to focus on money and long-term financial planning. It's not really your strong suit, because Gemini, you're more of an intellectual air sign, but it's going to be really, really important to keep thinking long-term planning around your finances. If you are a Cancer, so of course this show seems to be all about the full moon in your sign on the 1st, it was a great start. Maybe emotionally charged, which is not such a bad thing for a Cancer. But really, again, be prepared depending on where in Cancer you are. If you're the first 10 days of Cancer, it's going to be all about responsibility this year. And then middle or last 10 days next year, it's all about responsibility, obligation, discipline. It's sort of like chores before fun. So it's important that you take care of responsibilities first, no matter what. Even though it sounds like a big drag, it's going to be really important that you do that this year and next. And of course, the following year. Leo, if you're a Leo, so there was a very good Mars-Jupiter conjunction on the 6th in Scorpio. So this was all about laying foundations for you. If you think about remodeling or updating or renovating your home, this is really good energy for that. And get prepared, like have everything ready for this supercharged lunar eclipse in your sign on January 31st. Be prepared for 2018, January's just the start, of huge changes and transformation in your life. And anything that doesn't work in your life, just let it go. I know it's easy for me to sit here and say that. I know fixed signs, they find it really difficult to let things go. It's going to be important that you do this year. If you're a Virgo, on the 9th, you've got the Sun and Pluto forming a conjunction, of course, with Venus as well. And this is really great for love and money, basically, and for transformation, looking to make changes. Virgo, yours is a sign of health, diet, and fitness, and that's really important. And around the 9th, you can actually start, your New Year's resolutions can start kicking in around that time because you have a boost from the universe. If you are a Libra, the full moon on the 1st was in your career zone. So this is great news if you want to make a change or you want to do something around your work life. And finding a balance, which is very important for you, the sign of the scales, to find a work-life balance. If you are a Scorpio, so it's going to be an interesting year for you because there's a lot of energy in the fixed signs. So focus on yourself at this time and really look at life from a bigger picture this year and, of course, starting from this month. If you are a Sagittarius, take care with your finances. It started on January 1st with the full moon in Cancer, of course, triggering all the other planets around it. But it's like it's really a year to focus on finances and sort of rein in the spending a bit if you possibly can. Yours is a sign that is not really focused on finances typically, but this year will be really important for you to do that starting in January. If you're a Capricorn, all eyes are on you. There's so much planetary energy in your sign. It's mind-boggling. And so for the next few years, we're going to have Saturn, Lord of Karma, in your sign, Capricorn. And this is all about taking your responsibilities seriously. Not that you don't anyway. Yours is a very serious sign, very much about long-term planning. But it's like if you can really take one small step at a time, like the symbol, like your very own symbol, the mountain goat, that's going to be amazing. The rewards will be amazing for you. You have been tested these past few years and you will continue to be tested, but it's nothing you can't handle. If you are an Aquarius, Well, big news 2018, there's 5 eclipses and most of them are in your sign or your opposite sign, triggering your love zone. So Aquarius, you can be a little bit aloof, but this year you're going to be really focused. It's going to be important to really know how you feel rather than looking at life from a disconnected point of view. So be prepared. The first eclipse, it's in Leo, your opposite sign, on January 31st, and it's going to be in your love zone. So if there's a relationship that's not quite working out for you, it might be time to cut the ties and move on. And in August, there's 3 eclipses, July, August, and your path will change. Maybe not unexpectedly, and maybe you're preparing for this, but the thing is, as a fixed sign, don't hang on too tightly. Be prepared for the changes to come. And 2018, huge, huge year for the fixed signs. I know I've said it 100 times, but it's like, oh, be prepared. And then finally, Pisces, sweet Pisces. Well, your ruling planet Neptune is in your sign, and it's midway through Pisces, so it's affecting most Pisces. This is fantastic for creativity, for boosting your intuition, your psychic ability, because most Pisces are psychic or at least very, very intuitive, extremely compassionate. So this is a year to shine with your ruling planet, just shining its light on all fish. Of course, yours is the sign of the fish. So it's like the theme for January is, and you're going to like this one, it's all about, you know, 2 heads or more heads are better than 1. It's going to be really important to work in a team. The Cancerian full moon, January 1st, really started it. That's it for me. That's all I could cram in for January. Thanks for joining me, and please tune in next week for the Astrology Show.